around, get around, I get around. Okay, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We're going to one of my favorite places in the world, the Berkshires, today, and we're going to be speaking with Laura Brennan, who's the Director of Client Services up in the, it's called Berkshire Convention and Visitors Bureau, Laura, or what are they called?
Now we're called One Berkshire. We have taken the step to merge three different nonprofit organizations, all of whom helped to promote the Berkshires and to connect businesses within the Berkshires. So now it's One Berkshire.
What a good idea.
Yes.
And think about how much more efficiently it works, too, because you really can cross-promote everything.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So now we take on the task not only of promoting the region as a great vacation destination,
yep,
which, of course, we'll talk about today, but also as a wonderful place to live, raise your family, and grow your business.
That's right. And I'll tell you, you're a model for other areas of the country, because you were in a rather, it's isolated relatively when you're thinking about, where you are geographically, and you actually created that whole environment. It's just amazing, and it's a top quality. I mean, you're a global destination. It really is.
We absolutely are,
yeah.
And it's a joy to live here, and it's a wonderful place to visit, no matter what walk of life you're from. So,
let's start first. Maybe tell everybody where you're located, in case they're not familiar. I assume they are, but just in case,
Sure. So the Berkshires actually encompasses all of the western end of Massachusetts. So we go in the north from the bottom border with Vermont down to the top of northwest Connecticut. We border Columbia, Rensselaer counties in New York, and then the Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts is off to our east. And so it's a fairly large geographic area from top to bottom. It would take you probably a little bit under an hour and a half to drive the span of our region. And as I mentioned, we really do have something for everybody. So whether you are an outdoor enthusiast or a culture lover or a foodie, we're your place. So
definitely, you've got everything going on. So we're in the Mid-Hudson area. We're about, I would say, maybe an hour 15 minutes north of the city. So for us, it's just a 2-hour drive. Very, very comfortable.
Just about a 2-hour drive.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really not far at all, and actually a very pleasant trip as well.
Yeah.
You're going in the right direction to avoid lots of traffic and hubbub, so your vacation starts as soon as you start heading our way.
That's right, and the roads are nice. I mean, it's a great, just driving around up there is a lot of fun. Now, you can, I mean, there's so many things that you have up there. Where do you start? Well, you want to start with the biggest stuff? You got the summer coming up. That's the high season.
Absolutely. We can start with the biggies. You hit the nail on the head. We actually, as a region, just found out that we have been recognized as the number one medium-sized community for arts vibrancy in the nation, which is no surprise to us or anyone who's familiar with the Berkshires. But when you think about the urban areas, small cities and other areas that we were up against in that size category, it really is an impressive honor. So we're very glad to announce that. And as you mentioned, we just have so much going on. There's actually a lot of expansion happening and a lot of investment in the cultural amenities as well as the outdoor facilities here in the Berkshire. So we can touch on a few. You may have heard that Mass MoCA, which is the Contemporary Art Museum in North Adams, Massachusetts, sort of in the northern sections of the Berkshires, is about to expand nearly double in size.
Wow.
And so as of Memorial Day weekend, they will become the largest contemporary art facility in all of North America.
Wow. Isn't that
which
amazing?
Which is just amazing. And they were already a really impressive place where you really wanted to make sure you spent at least a day. Many people would make, a weekend trip of visiting Mass MoCA. And so now it expands the opportunities tremendously. They are not only a contemporary art museum, but they also have wonderful performances, musical festivals. Just the weekend that they open, 15 new installations will be unveiled.
Wow.
Some of those permanent, some of those those, you know, seasonal, some of them sort of long-term, but not forever there. So lots and lots to see. That same weekend, they'll have Cake will be performing on Sunday evening. They have all kinds of performances in various spots, indoors and out. So that will be, if you consider Memorial Day to be the kickoff of the summer season, that's going to be a great way to get started.
Wow, isn't that something? That's amazing. You've got quite a few nice art museums up there, don't you?
We do, and just a few miles over in Williamstown, also in the northern part of the Berkshires, is the Clark Art Institute, which probably the last time we talked, we were talking about their expansion. Mm-hmm. They continue to grow. They've recently opened the Manton Research Center at the Clark, which for academics and those looking to study fine art is a wonderful resource. And, of course, you can go to the Clark and enjoy a day viewing their permanent collection or one of the exhibitions that they bring in from around the world. This summer, the big news at the Clark will be the Picasso exhibit.
Oh, really?
Which,
wow.
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity to see works on loan from Paris. This exhibit begins on June 4th and will go through just to nearly the end of August, so a pretty quick time frame to get in and see these Picassos. So that is an excellent opportunity. Right now, actually, at the Clark, you can see a wonderful collection of works from their own collection itself, of European artists in the 16th and early 17th century.
And
so there's never a bad time to go to the Clark.
That's a big collection they've got. They've got a lot of good stuff.
It is, yes.
Okay, so that's going on until the July 4th?
Yes, that closes actually at the end of May, and then June 4th begins the Picasso exhibit.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. I might have to go up for that Picasso one. You don't see too many opportunities.
You really don't, yeah. And these are, again, on loan from Paris, so these are not opportunities that you have within the U.S. to see these particular works. So definitely worth a trip.
Wow. And you've got some historic sites that are also related to the arts, right? The guy who did the Minuteman statue was up that way?
And actually also, so Daniel Chester French, his country home is called Chesterwood, and that is here in the Berkshires. A wonderful opportunity to see some of his works and his studio, and then at the same time experience that historic home and gardens. The gardens at Chesterwood and a number of our other historic homes are really fantastic. So those will really start to ramp up in mid to late May. We have the Berkshire Botanical Gardens, which I don't know if you've been there, but really an expansive place that has wonderful examples of just fantastic perennials and native plants. They actually do a plant sale, I believe, in mid-May.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a gardener and you're chomping at the bit to get your garden started this season, you might want to take a look at their website and see when that plant sale is.
Mm-hmm.
The gardens at the Mount, of course, which the Mount is the home of Edith Wharton, and their formal English gardens there.
And those were restored, right? They were restored a couple of years back.
They were recently redone, as well as the, it just goes on and on. The gardens at Naumkeag, which is a property of the Trustees of Reservations. We have a number of trustees' properties here in the Berkshires. Those were also just recently done. And a number of places are also utilizing their outdoor spaces to present artwork as well. So at the Mount, there is a outdoor large-scale sculpture show each summer.
Oh.
And so any of these places is really so much more than their main category. You know, we think of the Mount as an historic home, but you also can see live music there. You can walk around and see contemporary outdoor sculpture. You can take classes and workshops, and that's just one example. I think so many of our cultural institutions have grown and expanded to become so much more than a simple museum.
Yeah. You've got Norman Rockwell up there, too. That's a pretty big draw, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Now, tell us about
that. The Norman Rockwell Museum is based in Stockbridge. And they have a really interesting exhibit that starts on June 10th. It's called Inventing America, Rockwell and Warhol.
Ooh.
So not two artists that you would typically group together or see works alongside one another, but they will be doing just that this summer.
Uh-huh.
And that exhibit goes through October 29th. And just a fascinating exploration of how both artists have influenced our way of seeing American culture.
Wow. You've got to go up there if you like art exhibits this summer, man. This is the thing. Wow, that's fantastic.
Well, and what makes it so great, traveling between these exhibits, you have the wonderful beauty of the Berkshires. And so, again, we're not talking about going through traffic jams or anything, frustrating to go from place to place. It's actually a joy to explore all of these places and everywhere in between.
Oh, yeah. Very good. So, okay, so you got the Mount, you got the Chesterwood, the Berkshire Botanical Gardens. They're used to, let's see, now the Berkshires cover several counties, right? You're in several counties?
Actually, we are one county. Berkshire County, again, does encompass the whole western end of Massachusetts.
It does.
But there are a number of places that consider themselves to be a part of the Berkshires who technically are outside of those county lines, which is perfectly fine with us. Because we see it really as a way of life. It's not a geographic border or stopping point. So they're wonderful.
There was a butterfly museum that we went to up there.
That's a great
close.
Spot.
Yeah.
From the center of the Berkshires, that might be perhaps a 40-minute drive.
Okay.
Well worth it, especially if you have young ones.
Oh.
And I always recommend that as a fantastic little respite from the wintertime, or even some of the weather we're getting this spring, if you're looking to feel warm and be in a tropical environment.
Yeah, I've got to tell that to everybody. It's not like you're going to go and you see butterflies that are like pinned on a wall somewhere.
Mm-mm.
These butterflies are loose, and you'll walk through the different environments, so it might be butterflies from a rainforest area. So you're going to see the plants indigenous. You're going to see how the butterflies mix in with their, with the environment. And as you go through, a butterfly will land on your arm. I mean, it's just an amazing place that everybody would love. Old, young, I mean, that's the kind of destination
I agree. I think it's a great intergenerational opportunity, and they really do. They land right on you and then flutter away. It's a unique experience. I don't know of anything like that for quite a distance around here. So, we always try and point people that direction as well.
Well, there's not many places like that in the Northeast. I don't think you'll find another one like that. So, and that's something too, where you get to see the diversity of the species, and you see it, the color. I mean, I was just floored by how they used to have an ice cream place there. They still have a place where you have ice cream.
They sure do.
Oh yeah. Wow, isn't that
they
something?
They sure do.
Now, you had a Berkshire Museum. Is that still
we
around?
We do, yes. Right in Pittsfield, which is in the center part of the Berkshires. Berkshire Museum is a great place to see things that are specific to our region. There's a lot of history of various innovations and inventions that have occurred here. And so that's a tremendous hands-on sort of area that they have unveiled over the last few years. And just always changing exhibitions. Every time you go to the Berkshire Museum, it's something new and different. I was there with my family just a few weekends ago and felt like I had been there recently, and I walked in and saw all new and different things. So that's definitely a good spot, again, particularly for children. And then right down the road, of course, we have Hancock Shaker Village.
Oh, yeah.
Which right now is in the midst of their baby animals celebration. And that's a wonderful opportunity for anyone, young and old, to meet some farm animals, lambs and piglets and ducklings. And you have the opportunity to pet and hold some of them. And you may even be there for the birth of a new baby lamb or chick.
How long will that go on? Is that
the festival portion of that actually wraps up, I believe, this weekend. However, those animals stay right there on the farm and grow up. You'll see them as teenagers this summer. So always a good opportunity to go and experience farm life and to help folks, young ones, understand where our food comes from and you know, how farming is such an important part of our national economy.
Maybe you want to tell everybody what the Shaker, who the Shakers are, and what the village actually is. And
absolutely. So yeah. The Hancock Shaker Village is one of many preserved Shaker communities throughout the country. It's a particularly active one because they have a farm program, extensive gardens, as well as a wonderful collection. All of the buildings there are authentic. Mm-hmm. And the Shakers are a religious sect that came to America in order to, you know, have further religious freedom. They are a communal society. They are actually quite innovative and embrace technology, which is often something that people are surprised by. They expect it to be along the lines of an Amish community, something like that. Mm-hmm. But they're actually quite innovative and progressive, and they are known, of course, for their furniture. We know about our Shaker chairs and dressers and all of that. Many other people might know the Shakers for their music. The song Simple Gifts is one that many of us sung in school, in mm-hmm. music class, right?
Yeah.
So there are still Shakers in existence. The community that remains is in Sabbath Day Lake, Maine. Mm-hmm. But the Shaker Village here in the Berkshires is operating as a museum. So it preserves Shaker history and presents their story, but it's not a place where you would see practicing Shakers.
Yep, beautiful architecture, very interesting place.
Oh, gorgeous.
Bring your camera
course,
when you go.
you cannot take a bad picture there, and of course the famous round stone barn is at Hancock Shaker Village, so it really is a standout amongst Shaker communities.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the other big area that, you know, my favorite part of the Berkshires has to do with your theater. Like, you've got Tanglewood, and you've got great little theater productions all over. There was, like, Shakespearean theater. What do you have, you know, tell us, give us an overview of what's available that way.
Oh, yeah. We do actually have quite a lot of opportunities when it comes to theater, as well as musical performances. You mentioned Tanglewood, which, of course, is the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and they are gearing up for a really phenomenal season this year. We are able to experience both orchestral classical music as well as pops. The Keith Lockhart will be there to conduct Boston Pops again. Andrus Nelsons is actually the conductor of the BSO. They also have quite a lineup of popular artists throughout this season. So we'll see Natalie Merchant, mm-hmm. Diana Ross, the Abbott Brothers, and Sting is making his Tanglewood debut this summer. So it really has something for everybody, no matter what type of music you're interested in. Tanglewood is a fantastic place to experience it. And it is, of course, an outdoor center. So mm-hmm. there's the shed. So you can get seats under cover in case of rain. But most people opt for the lawn at Tanglewood. Mm-hmm. And you can bring your own picnic, purchase food there, bring your own wine, beer, and just really enjoy the evening under the stars, surrounded by your friends, your family, and listening to wonderful, wonderful music.
Yeah. It's a must-see. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And many people, I think, know the Berkshires for Tanglewood. There are lots of places to see live music that are smaller and more intimate. We have more and more live music performances, as I mentioned, at our various museums and historic homes. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that as you're checking the calendar, and I should mention that the best place to look for a comprehensive list of everything that's going on in the Berkshires is the website berkshires.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Berkshires with an S, .org. And just check out our calendar. You're going to see hundreds, if not thousands, of things that you can pick from depending on which week you're planning to visit. It may even determine when you want to visit. So
yes,
take a look at berkshires.org for that. And then also, of course, the theater. We have Berkshire Theater Group, which has a number of stages in a couple of towns. We have Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, which in fact also has a couple of stages themselves, Williamstown Theater Festival, Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. Again, there's just no end to it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That you get good theater too, and it's just cute place, really nice places. You know, not gigantic 10,000 people kind of seating kind of a thing.
No, you're right. So you're absolutely right. Many of our theaters, the historic theaters that we are seeing performances in, have between 500 and 800 seats in them. Some of them are smaller, some a little bit larger, but it's a much more intimate experience where you have far less to worry about in terms of getting a good seat. Mm-hmm. There's no bad seat in the house.
That's it. Now, we got one thing. A lot of people stay multiple days, so I'd like to just throw out to you the fact that the Berkshire seems to have a huge diversity of the kinds of places that you'd want to stay when you go away on a vacation. So maybe you can give a quick overview of that kind of a situation.
Sure. You're absolutely right. That was the point I had hoped to make, is that we really do have a wide variety of lodging opportunities. So anything from the small 1 to 2 bedroom B&B all the way through to the larger flag hotels that you might have a loyalty card for. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to, gain your points at one of the lodging properties, we do have those options. And then beyond, to resorts that are full service and have plenty of amenities and restaurants right there at the facility. So we've had some development in that realm lately. We have a new Courtyard by Marriott that will open in Lenox this summer, actually anticipating an opening in the beginning of June. Okay. But they're already taking bookings, so things are moving right along there. Recently, within the last year and a half, we also had a Hilton Garden Inn open just between Lenox and Pittsfield. And a lot of our smaller inns and B&Bs are transferring ownership. We have some new investment there. So if you've been to a property before, it may be that it's really revamped since you've been there last with some of this new ownership that's coming in.
Yeah.
And there really is everything in between. So no matter what style of lodging you like, we definitely have something for you here.
And then you've got like the Red Lion Inn, the ones that are famous that have been, for
many
years.
Absolutely. I mean, the Red Lion itself is a landmark and a destination for people, whether you're staying there or simply dining or want to sit on the porch and sit in a rocking chair and watch the world go by.
Yes.
The Red Lion, of course, is a wonderful destination. People should take a look as well at their website for some of the new things that they've been working on. They really have quite a footprint throughout the county with some other properties.
Oh, really?
The same group recently, in the last 2 years, opened Hotel on North, which is a boutique hotel in the center of Pittsfield, very walkable to many of our theaters and museums, as well as restaurants and wine bars and coffee shops and anything you could want right there. Very different in style and atmosphere from what you would see when you walk into the lobby at the Red Lion, but really just beautifully done. And I would mention that they also have a wonderful gift shop that has really unique items. And in general, I think there's great shopping here in the Berkshires. A lot of independent stores that are going to have unusual items and things that you're not going to find anywhere else. So,
like pottery, glassware, hand-blown
glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of handmade items. When you think about bringing something home from your vacation that's a true memento, as opposed to some sort of mass-produced souvenir, there's just so many wonderful opportunities. And that brings to mind the fact that this coming Monday, we have an online auction beginning. And if you go to berkshires.org, you can actually preview the items on that auction right now until the bidding starts on Monday. And we have over 200 items in this Berkshire's Dream auction. Everything from gift cards to those wonderful little boutique shops to vouchers for overnight stays, tickets to performances. So all of these things that we're talking about, you can actually look to get for less through this online auction, which we run every spring. And it will run from May 8th through the 18th. So you definitely want to go on there and see, which of your favorite venues are featured. And even before the bidding, you can mark which ones are your favorites so that you'll get an alert when the bidding starts on those items.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Now, we are out of time. How much time do we have, Jay? Can you take a quick look here? One more minute. Let's give that website again. Maybe give your 800 number if somebody wants to bring a bus group. we'll finish it up, and people can go and do their own research online.
Absolutely. Visit us at berkshires.org online for a calendar of events happening in the Berkshires and connections to all of the venues and lodging properties here. And call us anytime. We're happy to help direct you to the right property, direct you to the right resource. Our number is area code 413-499-1600. And you can find all of our contact information at berkshires.org.
Fantastic. Laura, thank you. You did a great job. And I hope you got people all hyped up to go check it out, because I don't think they'll be disappointed. They won't be disappointed. So you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
You too. Thanks very much, Marietta.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap for this week. I think you'll enjoy the Berkshires. Take a look at their website and take a trip. This sounds like a good summer to go. Take care. Bye-bye.